الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب قول الله تعالى يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها الآية. يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها وأكثرهم كافرون. The author, he mentioned a chapter that he has entitled The Statement of Allah the Most High. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. That they realize the meaning of this noble verse, that they realize the blessings of Allah, and then they belie them and deny them. And then they belie them and deny them. And the majority of them are disbelievers. And the majority of them are disbelievers. We have seen that in this portion of the work, the author is clarifying those great requirements of a tawheed, and that which a tawheed necessitates and requires for its perfection and completion. Lawazim at-tawheed. And from that which is related to this chapter, and that is to realize and to know with certainty that all of the blessings and favors and all of the goodness and bounties of this life, whether it's related to the religion, to the religious aspect, or to the worldly aspect, all of these bounties and favors, they are from Allah. He is the one who provides them, and He is the one who bestows them upon whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, every difficulty or hardship that is removed, or that one is saved from or protected from, and the likes like this as well, all of this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is incumbent from the perfection and the completion of a tawheed, the obligation of realizing that the blessings, they are from Allah. The blessings are from Allah and no one else. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, and whatever you have from blessings, then indeed it is from Allah alone. Then indeed it is from Allah alone. So the bounties and blessings and the favors of Allah, they are many, and they cannot be counted or enumerated. And Allah, He mentioned this in His book in more than one place. وَإِن تُعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you could not enumerate them. You cannot enumerate them. But no doubt the greatest of all blessings and the greatest of all favors and bounties is guidance to the straight path and success to believe in the correct belief and to have the proper creed and to apply that accordingly and to be upon a good way, the way of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions radiallahu anhum, and to be upon the pleasing deen to Allah Azza wa Jal inwardly and outwardly. This is the greatest of all bounties and blessings, to be upon a straight path in one's creed and one's belief. And likewise, with regards to performing the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions, to know them clearly, and to be upon that with clarity, and to also be steadfast in that manner and application, and to strive to have noble and lofty conduct and manners, any for the sake of Allah, seeking His pleasure. This is the greatest and the head of all blessings. This is the greatest and the head of all blessings. Al-ikhlasu wal-mutaba'a. To have success, to be sincere and truthful with Allah in public and private. And to have success, to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam restrictedly. And to love him and to prefer his way. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. The greatest of all blessings. But likewise, after that, the blessings of the worldly affair, from the health and the wealth and the prosperity and the safety and security. And on, with regards to those blessings, all of them, they are from Allah. And likewise, to be safe from fear and from hunger and from poverty, to be safe from trials and from sickness and illness and the likes in one's body and one's mind, in one's family, and the likes like this, to be safe from the ills and hardships and trials of this life as well. All of this is from the bounty and the favor and the blessing of Allah. So it's incumbent to realize that. It's incumbent to realize that, and likewise, to confess that. It's incumbent, an obligation, and from the completion of at-tawheed, that one, he will realize this affair, and he will confess that outwardly, And he will confess that outwardly in his words, with his statements. And likewise, he will use those blessings and those favors and those beautiful bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the pleasure of Allah and that which is permissible and allowed. And he will avoid using those favors and blessings in the disobedience of Allah. So this is with regards to having ingratitude and being ungrateful. The issue of this chapter and the detail of that is to ascribe the blessings to other than Allah. So to be ungrateful is in this manner, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who will provide, and He is the one who will sustain, and He is the one who will protect, and He is the one who will aid, and He is the one who will give success, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who will give refuge, and He is the one who will support a person in this life, in his religious and worldly affairs, and then someone he will claim or ascribe that blessing to others, either to his own self and his own efforts, or to the skill of another person, and the likes like this. He will ascribe any of these favors and bounties to other than Allah, with his tongue. And this is considered kufran in ni'mah. This is the type of disbelief. And it is considered being ungrateful and not showing thanks for the blessings. And this affair could become even more severe if in the heart likewise it believed that that person or that thing was the reason for that blessing. And in this manner, this is al-kufr. Any of the disbelief that would take one out of the religion, that he would believe that the reason and the cause for those blessings and bounties is other than Allah. He would ascribe it with his tongue to other than Allah and believe it in his heart. Likewise, this is from the worst of all affairs. And this is major disbelief. Waliyadu billah. Lesser than that is to believe that Allah, He is the provider of bounties and blessings, and He is the one who saves from harm and hardship and danger. But then to ascribe that outwardly with the tongue to other than Allah. And this is what this chapter is referring to. Likewise, from being ungrateful for the bounties and favors of Allah, even if one were to confess them outwardly with his tongue and to realize and profess that likewise and believe in his heart that they are from Allah. But if he did not strive against his soul and he was overcome by his whims and desires and he used those favors and blessings of Allah and the disobedience of Allah, likewise he's not showing thanks. Likewise he's not being grateful. Rather he's been ungrateful and he has no gratitude, taking the favors of Allah and disobeying him with them, and taking the blessings of Allah and disobeying him with them, and taking the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing no concern or care for the commandments of Allah and His prohibitions. This is a lowly way. But the intent of the author here is to clarify the issue of these alfaz al-shirkiyya. They are statements that have a meaning of shirk, and they bring deficiency to the reality of it, tawheed. And they are statements that weaken the faith, and it's incumbent to avoid them and stay away from them for the perfection of it, tawheed, and to have good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, he must use his tongue to profess the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ascribe them to Him alone and not to other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ascribe them to Allah alone and not to other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the topic of this chapter, and this is the relationship with this chapter, with this book, because it's from the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestows the bounties and favors upon whom He wills. That there's nothing in this life except it is from the creation of Allah, and He is the one who provides for His creation as He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is from His rububiyyah and His lordship, and this requires servitude and submission and thanks, and that is from His uluhiyyah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to realize that He is the one who is bestowing the bounties, that He is the one who is bestowing the favors, that He is the one who is guiding the hearts and giving success to do good in the religion and to be obedient and to respond to the call of prayer and to respond to the call of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, He is the one who is guiding an individual and giving him success in his financial endeavors and his means of livelihood and getting money and going about through the land, and he is the one who is protecting him and his travels and his journeys, and he is the one who is protecting him and his residence while he's residing in his homeland and the likes like this. All of these are favors and bounties from Allah. All of these are favors and bounties from Allah. This is from his lordship. This is his authority and command. So to recognize this is to realize the rububiyyah of Allah, and then to show thanks is to give Allah his right, subhanahu wa ta'ala, of servitude and worship, by showing thanks to him, by professing that outwardly and ascribing those bounties and favors to Allah alone. And likewise, and in believing that in the heart that he is the provider and sustainer of these blessings alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in striving to use those favors in the avenues and pathways of his pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he mentioned this verse, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, that they realize the blessings of Allah and then they belie them, and then they deny them, and the majority of them are disbelievers. Meaning they realize that these favors and blessings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the blessings in general. And then they belie him by not showing him thanks, by ascribing those blessings to other than Allah, or by denying them and not using them in the pleasure of Allah. In this manner, they realize that the favors are from Allah, but then they do not use them in the pleasure of Allah. So therefore, they show no thanks and they belie those blessings and deny them. Or they ascribe these favors and blessings to other than Allah. In this manner, likewise, they deny the blessings in this manner and belie them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. It's been mentioned what is intended from this verse, the blessing of Allah, is the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Others, they have mentioned the favor of al-Islam. And some of them have mentioned that what is intended here are the favors and blessings that are mentioned one after another in this same chapter, in the chapter An-Nahl, which this verse is found in the chapter of An-Nahl. And before this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is mentioning blessing after blessing, one after another, clarifying the great favor of sending the revelation and sending the prophets and messengers and sending the guidance along with them, and likewise the creation of the human being and the creation of the cattle and the benefit of the animals, and likewise of the night and the day and the rest of the creation and all of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has provided for the human being. He has provided for the human being. And then he mentioned the likes of this verse, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. So some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned this is in reference to all those bounties that had preceded. And others they have mentioned, but rather what is intended is all of the bounties in general. All of the bounties in general that are mentioned in that chapter, and likewise that are seen and that are known in life. And this is the case. This is in Surah An-Nahl, which is also known as Surah An-Ni'am. Surah An-Ni'am, the chapter of blessings, because of the numerous blessings that Allah he has mentioned in this beautiful chapter. Likewise, after mentioning a number of these blessings in the same chapter, Allah he will say, after numbering them one after another, كَذَلِكَ لِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. And this is in order for him to perfect his favor upon you. And yeah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned all of these bounties and blessings from the creation of the human being and the fish and the seas and the animals and the likes and the dwellings and the homes and how one benefits from the hides of the animals and so on and so forth. All of these favors and blessings in the plants and the crops and the heavens and the earth. And then Allah, he says, كَذَلِكَ لِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. In this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he perfects his favors upon you, his blessings upon you, in order for you to submit and to surrender. In order for you to submit and to surrender, and to comply to his commandments with obedience, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Allah, he provides these bounties and favors in order for us to show thanks to him and to submit and to surrender to him. And this requires, first and foremost, to believe that they are from him alone, and then to confess that outwardly and to ascribe them to Allah alone and not to the creation. And likewise, to strive to use them in his favor by complying to his commandments and avoiding his prohibitions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a number of verses that are similar to this affair, clarifying this issue, that people, they will realize the favors and the bounties there from Allah, and then they will show thanks to other than him, and then they will ascribe them to other than him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he will give the right of Allah to other than him, and he is the one who is providing and He is the one who is sustaining, and He is the one who is guiding, and He is the one who is protecting and helping, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah, He says in His book, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّا يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ فَسَيَكُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَقُولْ أَفَلَا تَتَّكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? Who is the one who is providing your provision from the heavens and the earth, and the water coming from the sky, and likewise the crops and the animals that are in the land? Who's providing you your provision in the heavens and the earth? Who is the one who is providing for you the ability to hear and to see? The ability to hear and to see. Who is the one who is bringing the life out of the dead and the dead out of the life? And who is the one who is disposing of all of the affairs? Whenever you ask them this, they will say, indeed it is Allah. And those mushrikun, indeed it is Allah. In this manner, they confess and they profess and they realize that all of these favors, they're from Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, فَقُولْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Then say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not fear Allah then? Will you not fear Him by obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding and realizing that those favors require thanks and gratitude and appreciation? So this is a sign that even after confessing and realizing that these favors are from Allah, then in the end they do not show thanks for them, and they do not have gratitude for them, and they do not appreciate them, and they do not fear Allah with regards to those favors and to those blessings. So this is the case here. Some people, they realize the favors are from Allah, and then they belie them and deny them by not showing thanks, by not showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is incumbent and an obligation of faith, and from the completion and perfection of the and the obligation of a tawheed. The shaykh, he says, قَالَ مُجَاهِدٌ مَا مَعْنَاهُ هُوَ قَوْلُ رَجُلٌ هَذَا مَا لِي وَرِثْتُهُ عَنْ آبَائِي. And this is some of the interpretations that have been mentioned with regards to this verse. That they realize the blessings of Allah and then they belie them. And then they belie them. Mujahid, he mentioned, rahimahullah, Mujahid ibn Jabr, from the great scholars of the Tabi'een and students of Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhumah, he died in the year 104. And the Shaykh, he mentioned the meaning of his statement. What he mentioned about this verse is the statement of a man. He will say, this is my wealth. I inherited this from my forefathers. I inherited this from my forefathers. Meaning that sometimes a person, if he's told to fear Allah with regards to his wealth, to fear Allah with regards to his wealth, give charity. Spend your wealth in a manner that's proper. Give some charity to the poor. You should pay zakat. You have lots of wealth. Allah has provided for you. And then he will object to that, and he will say, this is my money. This is my money. I inherited this from my forefathers. And like this, or even others, they'll say, I work for this. This is from the sweat of my forehead. This is from the work of my hand. This is my money. Like this. And he will, in this manner, belie and deny the bounty of Allah, and he will forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. that it was Allah who gave him success to work in that manner and made his work successful likewise. Made his work successful likewise. Or if it was the money that he inherited or the wealth that he inherited from his forefathers and from their efforts, it is Allah who provided them. And it is Allah who gave them success. And it is Allah who had blessed him with that in that manner, how that wealth came to him. So even if a person, he takes the means to get the wealth, this is a favor from Allah likewise. No doubt to get wealth, there are means that one he must take. There are means that one he must take to earn a living and to get provision and to obtain money. But it is Allah who gives success to do that. If a person is clever and he's swift in business and he's able to make a dollar, if you give him a little bit of money, he's able to turn it over quickly. He has this type of skill. He's good in business. This is a favor from Allah. This intelligence and this cleverness. And the likes like this, to be able to count and to be able to think how to flip the dollar and how to turn it over and where to put it, where it will profit and will grow, and the fact that it will have profit and it will grow and it will not be lost, and the business will be successful and it will not fail. All of this is from the favor of Allah. All of this is from the favor of Allah. Even the intelligence that person has, that's from the favor of Allah. And then that he goes into those circumstances and situations and it's a successful business contract and deal, that's from the favor of Allah. And if it's halal and good and lawful, that's from the favor of Allah. All of this is from the blessings of Allah and the bounties of Allah. So even though he took the means and he worked hard, alhamdulillah, this is what is incumbent. And then after that, to show thanks to Allah and to ascribe that to Allah. You say, this is from the favor of Allah. I worked hard for this. Like this, in this manner. I worked hard for this by the permission of Allah. It is a blessing of Allah. First you ascribe it to Allah. You don't forget Allah. This is what's being referred to here. So this is the one who mentions it in this manner. This is my money. I worked hard for this. This is my money. This is from the sweat of my forehead. This is my money. I inherited this from my forefathers. My forefathers worked hard for this wealth or for this property. And the likes like this. Ascribing it to them or ascribing it to oneself and forgetting Allah. And forgetting Allah. This is a deficiency in faith. And this is a weakness in tawheed. Whether what is an obligation is to realize that the favor is from Allah. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ. To ascribe it to Allah first and then to show thanks. And then to show thanks and then continue to work and to take the means. And to continue to work and no doubt take the means. So the author, he says, likewise, وَقَالَ عَوْنُ ibn Abdullah. عَوْنُ ibn Abdullah. يَقُولُونَ لَوْلَا فُلَانُ لَمْ يَكُنْ كَذَا. لَمْ يَكُنْ كَذَا. He mentioned the statement of Aun ibn Abdullah. He is Aun ibn Abdullah ibn Utbah ibn Mas'ud. Utbah ibn Mas'ud is the brother of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. This is Aun ibn Abdullah ibn Utbah ibn Mas'ud from the Tabi'een. He died approximately in the year 120. He says the meaning of this statement is that the individuals or the people, they will say, had it not been for so-and-so, it would have been like this and that. Circumstances will occur. He said, had it not been for so-and-so, it would have been like this and that. And the situation was going to possibly go bad. But then somebody, he came, and by the permission of Allah and the grace of Allah, he helped them and protected them and was a means to bring benefit. Like this. So the people, they'll see that and they'll say, oh, if it hadn't been for so-and-so and so-and-so, it would have been like this. For example, sometimes we see today, the one who was in an accident or almost in an accident, but some person, he is able, yani, to maneuver the vehicle in a beautiful manner and he was quick to react and he was swift and maneuvering the car and the likes like this. Somebody would say, had it not been for yani, the skillful driving of so-and-so, and had he had the knowledge of driving, had he not turned like that, we would have been like this and been like that. Ascribing it to yani, the skill of that individual and completely forgetting Allah. So likewise, this is what is being referred to. So again, the point of the author is to clarify that a believer, he must first realize this in his heart and likewise with his tongue have good manners with Allah with regards to his blessings and ascribe them to Allah and not to the people. The people, they're the means. Or these events that occur, they're the means. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is in charge and He is the one who is in authority and He is the one who is causing these means to befall in that manner. So therefore, He is the one who should be thanked first and foremost. So this is the point. He says, وَقَالِ إِبْنُ قُتَيْبَةِ إِبْنُ قُتَيْبَةِ الدِّنَاوَرِ رَحِمُهَ اللَّهِ. He died in the year 276. He has a number of works in tafsir and likewise in lugha and also in hadith, غَرِيب الْحَدِيثِ رَحِمُهَ اللَّهِ, from the scholars of the Sunnah. يَقُولُونَ هَذَا بِشَفَاعَةِ آلِهَتِنَا. This is from the worst of them that they say. And they have mentioned that likewise, and that they realize the blessings of Allah, and then they belie them. He's saying that they would say that this is from the intercession of our gods. This is from the intercession of our idols and our gods. And this is what some of them would say. And they would have good, and they would have success maybe in battle, or they would have a good year and prosperity in the crops and in the harvest and so on and so forth. They would have some harm removed from them, or some good would occur to them, and they would say, oh, this is from the intercession of our idols. Even here, they realize that the blessings are from Allah, but they're ascribing it to other than Allah. Because their idols, they believe that they intercede with Allah. They believe that their idols intercede with Allah. So they're believing that the blessings are from Allah originally, but then they ascribe the favor of that to other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say this is from the intercession of our idols. And we have the likes of that even until this day. And those people who are attached to the graves, and they call on the so-called awliya, many of them, they will say if they're safe from an accident, or some good befalls them, or they're protected from some harm or from some danger, or they will say, this is from the grace of Badawi. Oh, this is from the grace of Al-Badawi. Al-Badawi, he was so noble in protecting us and keeping us safe. And the likes like this, oh, Abu Tijani, oh, Abdul Qadir, and the likes like this, and they will ascribe this affair any to their so-called wali that they believe in this manner. The bounties and blessings, they're from Allah, and they must be ascribed to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the author, he says, وَقَالَ أَبُو الْعَبَّاسِ وَقَالَ أَبُو الْعَبَّاسِ Abu al-Abbas, this is the kunya of Ahmad ibn Abd al-Halim ibn Abd al-Salam al-Harrani. Who is that? Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Ahsan. Now, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. His kunya is Abu al-Abbas. He did not have a child. He was not married. Rahimahullah. But this is his kunya that he was known by. Abu al-Abbas. He died in the year 728. So the author, he says, وَقَالَ أَبُو الْعَبَّاسِ بَعْدَ حَدِيثِ زَيْدِ بْنِ خَالِدٍ الذي فيه إن الله تعالى قال أسبح من عبادي مؤمن بي وكافر الحديث وقد تقدم وهذا كثير في الكتاب والسنة يذم سبحانه من يضيف إنعامه إلى غيره ويشرك به. The author he says now the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and this statement is mentioned after the narration of Zayd ibn Khalid, which actually has preceded in this particular work. And that's why the author, he's summarizing and just referring to it. And it's that narration whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned after prayer and after it had rained, that Allah, he says, and he meaning in a hadith Qudsi, that verily some of my slaves this morning, and they have woke up and believing in me, and disbelieving in the stars, and others they have woke up believing in the stars and disbelieving in me, and disbelieving in me. As for those who believe in me, they are the ones who have said, "Mutirna bi fadlillahi wa rahmatihi," that the rain has come by the grace of Allah and His mercy. The rain has come, alhamdulillah, by the favor of Allah and His mercy. And as for those who have come this morning disbelieving in me and believing in the stars, then they are the ones who say, "Mutirna bi nawi kada wa kada." That, oh, the rain came tonight because of the star such and such is in this position. And the star or the constellation such and such is in this position. So it's clear in this hadith that these people are blameworthy, and it's considered disbelief that they had ascribed, that they ascribed the blessing to other than Allah. That there are those who ascribed the rain to the stars, then they had disbelieved in Allah and believed in and the stars, and believed in the stars. So this is the point of the author, Shaykh al-Islam. He said after this narration, which has preceded, that this is mentioned abundantly in the book and in the sunnah, that Allah, He would blame, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would blame and find fault with those people who ascribe His blessings to other than Him, and associate partners with Him. Meaning this is the type of shirk in associating partners with Allah. That these blessings, they are from Allah alone, and then one will, he would ascribe them to other than Allah. One would ascribe them to other than Allah. So this is, as he mentioned, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah, comes abundantly in the Quran and in the Sunnah. One of those verses have preceded. We mentioned from Surah Yunus. Likewise, Allah, He says, وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. And then you take your blessings, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, by not showing thanks. I mean, you belie the favors of Allah. You belie the favors of Allah and the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not showing thanks. Meaning is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides the favors and blessings. And then in turn for that, the people belie Him and deny Him and do not use them in His obedience, or they ascribe them to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. The author, he says after this, قَالَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ, some of the pious predecessors they mentioned, هُوَ كَقَوْلِهِمْ كَانَتَ الرِّيحُ طَيِّبًا وَالْمَلَّاحُ حَاذِقًا وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا هُوَ جَارٍ عَلَى أَلْسِنَةِ كَثِيرٍ. Some of the Salaf, they mentioned that what is being referred to in this verse is the statement of some of the people. They will say that, meaning those who are sailors and the likes in the sea, that it was because the wind was good. And you mean the sailors in the sea, they would have a safe trip or a safe journey, or they will be safe from some fear or some harm or some danger and the likes like this. And then in the end, one of them will say, oh, it's because the wind was good all of a sudden. All of a sudden we had good and nice wind. The wind picked up for us and we were able to get out of there. We were able to make it to our destination. We were able to be saved. Or they will say, وَالْمَلَّحُ حَاذِقًا. And also because the malah is the navigator, is the one who is the admiral, the one who was the commander of the ship, the one who was in charge of navigating the ship. They'll say because he was so proficient and well knowledgeable with regards to traversing the seas. So the wind all of a sudden became good, and likewise our commander, he knows how to drive the boat in the most proficient and beautiful manner. And this is why we were saved. And this is why we were made it out of danger. And this is why we made it safely to our land. And this is also one of the interpretations. He says, and other than that, from that which is coming on the tongues of many of the people, the likes like this, they make the statements like this. And so, no doubt, the good wind is from the means of the sailing of the ship, of the fluent and the safe sailing of the ship. And likewise, the fact that the commander and the one who is driving and sailing the ship, he has authority over the ship, the fact that he's proficient and the fact that he's skilled and he has knowledge, no doubt this is from the means, but the favor is from Allah. And it is Allah who has taught him that knowledge, and it is Allah who has sent that wind, and it is Allah alone who has saved them. So therefore, what is incumbent is to refer this favor to Allah and not to the means. If a person, or again, for example, had it not been for the swift driving and the quick thinking and the fast reaction of the driver, then it would have been this and that, or could have been this and that, and the likes like this. And no doubt that this quick reaction and this quick thinking is from the means, but it is Allah who provide the means. So we don't forget the provider of the means and then look at the means only. This is the problem here. This is the mistake. But rather, to affirm the means, no doubt. The means, Allah, He has established them. And that there are means, yani, that are allowed and permissible. And that this is from the wisdom of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is causing these means to benefit and causing these means and allowing these means to go through and to be beneficial. So the author, he says, فيه مسائل. In this chapter, there are a number of issues. الأولى تفسير معرفة النعمة وإنكارها. The first issue is the interpretation of confessing the blessing, or realizing the blessing and then belying it. We have seen what that means, to realize it and to know that it's from Allah and then to belie it and to deny it. Meaning either one, he will deny it that he knows it's from Allah, meaning he will ascribe it to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is type of denial and not showing thanks for the blessing, or he will use those blessings in the disobedience of Allah. And this is likewise from inkar al-ni'mah ba'da ma'rifatiha. This is also from belying the blessing after professing and confessing and realizing that is from Allah. الثانية معرفة أن هذا جار على ألسنة كثير. The second issue is to now know and realize that this is something that occurs on the tongues of many people. On the tongues of many people. And that's the point, to draw the people's attention to that. That they shall have manners and good etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and check their tongue, and to say that which is proper, and to ascribe those favors to the one who has bestowed them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. الثالثة تسمية هذا الكلام إنكارا للنعمة. The third issue is any that this speech here is considered, or it is called, belying the ni'mah, belying and denying the blessing, belying and denying the blessing. And that a person, he will say, had it not been for so and so, it would have been this and that. And that this here is being considered, and according to the interpretation of the Salaf, as belying and denying the blessings. As denying and belying the blessings. And this is because the blessings, they must be ascribed to the one who provide them. They must be ascribed to the one who provide them, not to the means. not to the means. And likewise, it is Allah who provide the means as well, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-rabi'ah, ijtima'u al-diddaini fil qalb. The fourth issue is the two opposites being gathered in the heart. Two opposites being gathered in the heart. What is it referring to? Huh? Two opposites being gathered in the heart. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. مَعْرِفَةَ النِّعْمَةِ وَإِنْكَارُهَا. And in one person, in his own heart, he realizes they're from the bounties of Allah, and then he will belie them. So these two opposites could be gathered in one person. In his heart, he knows they're from Allah, and then he does not show thanks, rather he ascribes them to so-and-so. This is my fault, I earned this. I worked hard for it. He knows that the blessings are from Allah, and then whenever he is admonished and the likes like this, he will say that I worked hard for this money. This is from the sweat on my forehead. This is from I wore myself out for this. I deserve this. They will say the likes of this, and he knows. So now he has in his heart confession and realization that it's a favor of Allah. At the same time, he belies it. Or they'll know that it's from the favor of Allah, and then he will use it in transgression and violation of the limits and the likes like this. So therefore, every place and every time, it's incumbent to show thanks to Allah by using the favors and blessings in the avenues of His pleasure, that which is permissible. And this is the end of this chapter, and we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.